offense kind of started off rough, but then that two-play 80-yard drive, things kind of clicked. What happened on those two plays?
Well, I mean, the first play, we had an alert to Crabb. If we got the right coverage, we got it. He went out there and won, turned his guy around. The second play was a little bit of a scramble, but, I mean, once again, he was wide open, made a great play, got in the end zone.
How did you get open on that second play?
Something we practice on, using my technique, relying on your boy to throw me the ball. You know, he real good with his feet, made something happen, and really, I'll say he made the play.
You guys were doing a lot on the left sideline. Was there a particular weakness that Arizona had that you were able to exploit over there?
We're just going out, going through our reads, trying to make plays.
Colin, it looked like things really clicked for you, like from beginning of the second quarter on. Did it feel that way for you? Did it feel like it started a little slow?
Well, it's always tough when you're starting to push up against your own end zone. You can't open up the playbook like you want to. So once we got off of our own end zone, we were able to call some plays that we thought we could take some shots with.
Michael, 1,000 yards for you this season. What's that milestone mean to you?
My dude made it happen. You know, I'm just going out there running routes, catching the ball, trying to make a play.
Michael, do you think you could be a Pro Bowler working for a full season with Colin?
I think I can be a Pro Bowler. Yeah, I think I can. If that's the goal, I mean, I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl, you know. Pro Bowl is over with, you know. So I'm trying to win. We done been here before. I see we got the bye right now. And, just ready to go back out there.
Cap, your old coach stepped down yesterday. He kept the options open about maybe coaching in the NFL, maybe offensive coordinator, maybe some sort of special assistant. Do you see yourself maybe playing for him again?
I mean, I don't really know. That's really going to depend on what he's feeling and who's looking at him.
Do you think he would do well in the NFL?
Yeah, he's a great coach. He'd do well wherever he went.
What do you guys see when you look at the bye now coming up? What are you going to try to accomplish, and how can it be beneficial to you guys?
I think the biggest thing is just get healthy and keep working hard. We're going to have a little time off, a little time to rest, then get ready to go into the following week full speed.
Michael, how does it feel to, you know, wrap up a career year with a day like that?
It feels good. Like I said, I'm really focused on these playoffs, you know, with how bad I did last year. In my opinion, I feel like I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I feel like I get another chance back again, and just ready to win.
You had to go to New Orleans, to St. Louis, and then New England and Seattle. Tough places to play. And then, do you feel you're ready at this point, as ready as you can be for your first playoff match?
Yeah. I mean, you have to treat playoffs like it's every other game. You have to prepare like it. You have to go out and perform. That's what it comes down to.
Hey, Colin, I don't want to call Michael a crutch, but how nice is it to kind of kickstart you guys like that today?
I mean, he's a playmaker. That's what he does. You get the ball in his hands, and he's going to go out there and do something with it. So, I mean, a lot of times we're just trying to get the ball in his hands and see what he can do.
What's it like rooting in the last couple of minutes there watching the Vikings after playing the game?
I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking, you know, watching them play. We would have been a lot better off if we handled business last week and kept the ball in our court and made sure we could handle business ourselves.
How much did it mean anything to you to see Alex Smith get a few reps at the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to see your teammate go out there and play and do well. So, I mean, it's always good.
A couple more. Mike, what's the correlation between you getting a career-high day and receiving yards on the same day that Colin gets a career-high day and passing yards?
Tell you the truth, I really wasn't paying attention to it. You know, I didn't even know you did a career high.
I didn't know either.
We just had that
plan. I just found out.
Man, like I said, it's football. We just going out there playing, you know. That's all I can say.